April is National Poetry Month, and this year I'm celebrating with a lovely new book I just received, Birdsong, Poems in Celebration of Birds, edited by Eric Rounds and Bart White, and published by Foothills Publishing in Canona in upstate New York. For an ornithologist, bird poetry can be a mixed bag of misidentifications, anthropomorphism, and subtle or obvious misinterpretations of bird behavior. Walt Whitman addressed that issue long ago, writing, "You must not know too much or be too precise or scientific about birds and trees and flowers and watercraft. A certain free margin and even vagueness, perhaps ignorance, credulity, helps your enjoyment of these things and of the sentiment of feathered, wooded, river, or marine nature generally. I repeat it, don't want to know too exactly or the reasons why." No human, neither scientist nor artist, nor hunter nor animal rights activist, no one living in the heart of the city nor the depths of the wilderness, not one of us with our meager human brain can possibly grok the full meaning of any individual bird, much less a whole species, much less the whole class, much less the long, long reaches of avian evolution to back beyond theropod dinosaurs. It's the honest attempts at understanding, whether scientific or poetic, that open the innate darkness of our minds to shards of light. The editors of Birdsong wrote lyrical prefaces to prepare us for the wide interpretations to be found in 104 original works by 79 different poets. I received my copy from Paulette Warren, who lives in Cotton, right within the Sac Zim Bog, and listens to For the Birds on KUMD. She writes as P.A. Pashabin, and her poem in the book Birdsong, Waiting for Fox, was so powerful and evocative that I wanted to use it on the air in her own voice. So she and I met at the station, and Lisa Johnson recorded her.
Waiting for Fox. Wounded, dark-breasted goose lies in wheat, waiting. She never felt the pellet that sent her tumbling, tumbling from cool blue. The shock is not from sting. The shock is from fall. Her body betrays her, breaks into pieces, distorts her sense of who she is, what she might become, her rightful place. Ash beneath gold, earth cradles where she crumbles. Wings circle above, her mate's cry already a requiem. She folds into self, waits for Fox. He comes as water flowing to her.
I'd first corresponded with her back in December. She wrote, "One of your programs inspired a poem that was locally published by Cecilia Leader's Calyx Press. The Murderous Crows of London Road was based on one of your programs, not a precisely factual account, but definitely a program that left its impression on me." That program about crows in my own neighborhood learning how to convert living squirrels into roadkill by chasing them into the road right when a car was approaching originally aired on June 9, 2006. P.A. Pashabin read that poem and a few others that will also be linked on my blog. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.